that their spirits that Yahweh was loosing upon this earth. And these seven that I would deal with, they're one. For the pride today. Oh, I just picked a few out, all right. There are much more. I just picked these out. He said, the proud look now, and nothing like a lying tongue. A lying tongue? Shaitan is the father of all lies. Now, if I have a lying tongue, saying his name is Yahweh, and the son's name is Messiah, Yahshua, then I have a lying tongue. Now, if I have a lying tongue, flee. I will show what scripture says now about a lying tongue. It says in Psalms chapter 109, verse 2. Psalms 109, verse 2. I believe this. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. It's open against Yahweh. That's why they speak. David was the apple of Yahweh's eye. That's why they speak against his name. They speak against him. He said, it's open against me. He said, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Now, those are the only ones that have lying tongues, the wicked and the deceitful. What a wicked thing. The wicked and the deceitful, they speak lies with their tongues. That's what they do. They're wicked men and they're deceitful men. And out of their mouth, they're nothing but lies. And they speak lies against dignities, against those things that they don't even know about. They're workers of wickedness and they're deceitful ones. And Yahweh said, I hate them. I hate it. I despise it. And anybody allowed that in them, they're going to die in their damnation. And that's the truth. The deceitful men, the workers of wickedness, and they lie with their wicked tongue. Their tongues are full of lies. They have lying tongues, what scripture says. Solomon declares in verse chapter 12, verse 19. Proverbs 12, 19. I believe this. Do you believe this? Proverbs 12, 19. The lips of truth shall be established for how long? Truth shall always be established. For Messiah is the truth. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. It's not going to stand long. Liars, all liars, not some liars, but how many? All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. They're going to hell. They're going to die in their sin. That's why there's a vile spirit. They're going to die in their sins. They're going to die because they love lying. Their tongue is full of lies. I will tell you all, I have a natural brother that the man cannot tell a straight truth. I don't care how you talk to him. You can see a car right there. He say, well, you saw that big truck there was green and you know the car's red. You say, no, that's it. No, it was a truck. He is a pathological liar. That's a foul spirit. And because he does that, he will steal, he will cheat, he's corrupt, he will do drugs, he will do every kind of vile, filthy thing there is. You young ones, when you lie like that, you will do anything. You open up your soul unto the powers of hell. Anytime you lie, anytime there's a willingness to lie, there's no shame for your lies. You open up your soul to every kind of vile foreign spirit there is, because Shaitan is the fall of lies, and that is his avenue. When he lied to Eve, that was his avenue to enter down into her soul and to take root in her. Why? By the power of his words. That's why Yahweh had to get them out of there. These lying tongues, they don't care who they hurt. Proverbs 21 verse 6. Proverbs 21 6. It says, they're getting a treasure by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek what? Yes. Proverbs 21, 6. When they lie against the truth. They lie against Yahweh's name. That's the truth, saints. You lie against his name, you're full of vanity. And that's what it says. They're getting a treasure. What treasure? Well, they have the treasure of my son and my daughter. To have my son-in-law, my mother-in-law, to have my cousin, or my nephew, or my niece, to have all those things. That is a man's treasure. A man's treasure is his sons, his daughters. That's a mother's treasure, her sons, her daughters. And the getting of treasures by a lying tongue. Well, you all right, don't worry. Yeah, you better worry, honey. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. You better tell them to worry. Is a vanity. And they toss it back and forth to each other because they're seeking death. So they lied each other with lying tongues and they tossed their vanity lies. The Lord bless me today, honey. They tossed their vanity lies. The lies of vanity, they tossed them back and forth. Why? Because they're seeking death, saints. They are seeking death. What a fool that seeks death and don't even know he's seeking death. That's what this generation is. They're going to seek death. They're going to desire death. And death is going to lose them. He's going to turn out this wicked world. Well, that's not right. We're going to find out how right he is. You better pray above all things that he send you a man that he said he ordained after his heart. You better begin to pray that. You're full, full of pride. You're lying tongue. So they talk, they toss, Sister Marcia, their lies of vanity back and forth. Oh, the Lord is good to me today, honey. Yes, he tossed her lies. He tossed his lies. And they play with lies full of vanity. There's no fruit there. There's no power of the life of Messiah because they cannot deny their flesh. First thing you do, you deny yourself. And then you pick up his cross. That's your cross and pick him up every morning. I pick up the name of Yahweh. So when I enter this tabernacle, I want to bless his name. Bless you, Yahweh. Yahshua. Bless. I was here with a lying tongue. Proverbs 26:28. 26:28, Proverbs. Proverbs 26:28. A lying tongue loveth those. Proverbs 26:28. A lying tongue loves those that are afflicted by and what?
Hate.
And they say they love. Oh, I love everybody. You are a fat out liar. You're lying on me, Pastor. I'm telling you, your wickedness and your sin. That's all I'm telling you. So lying tongue hateth everyone that is afflicted by it. Those, thank you, sister, those that are afflicted by it. And look what they do now. And a flattery mouth worketh what?
Ruin.
That's what they do. They ruin them and they don't even know they're ruining them. You know, there were mothers, I know my mother would say, well, my aunt would begin to say, that boy ain't nothing but trouble, he's a mess. Well, he ain't that bad. He's all right. He's my boy. And she would bring ruin to him.
Amen.
Mothers have ruined their sons. They've ruined their daughters because of their flattery lies. Flattery lies. Of course, when my mother was by herself, she said, you're no good. You ain't worth a piece of. She was just telling me the truth. And I wasn't even worth that. Because she didn't flatter me with some flattery lies. Thank you always for that. Flattery tongue works ruins. Well, you all right, honey. Don't worry. Just pray. No, you better get on your knees, you wicked thing. Get your heart right. You're going to die in your sins, girl. Boy, you're wrong. Truth. So flattery tongue makes, it brings ruins. Can you see that? Just even those two spirits, how destroyed. You can see why Yahweh hates it.
Amen.
He hates it. You hear me, Sister Horn? He hates it.
Amen.
This is not what I'm speaking. I read not the same book you're reading. When you say you think you believe. And when you think you say I'm talking again. No, before you think that you don't even know. Because you don't study it enough.
Amen.
And you sure don't spend enough time with him.
Amen.
You may read it.
Amen.
I was saying to the brothers of the day, I said, bless you, brothers, really. I said, I don't sit here playing no games and video games. I don't have any.
Amen.
I take time to study.
Amen.
I don't sit hours. And I bless you always for that.
Amen.
So I don't have to come up here with a sermon, Dad.
No.
I don't have to do that. I come to you with truth.
Amen.
I don't confer with my flesh.
No.
I don't worry about how Elder Martin feels. We'll tell him something to bring him up to the level whereby he can look in the face of Yahweh face to face as Moshe did. And he called him a friend. That's the truth. He says here, a lying tongue hateth all those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruins. Now that's what the scripture says. Now that's why you always hear a proud look and a lying tongue. And look at this one here. A hand that shed innocent blood, that love to sin, take the side of the wicked, can't discern what's right and what's wrong. Hands that love to shed innocent blood. David says in Psalms chapter 94, verse 20. Psalms 94 and verse 20. It says, Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee? Shall those that sit in the epitome of iniquity, shall they have fellowship with Yahweh? Shall we that are called by his name, we have fellowship with the throne of iniquity? Which frameth, he says, mischief by a law. That's what this wicked generation has done. It has actually given the right to do things that are mischievous, wicked. To sin. That's what these whorehouses are doing. They're giving them the right of passage to sin. Because they don't deal with the sins. They don't deal with the lies and the corruption of the flesh. And they give them a right of passage. So they frame mischief in mischievous ways by their religious laws. So they tell me we're going to have rappers for Jesus. Ah, filthy.
Amen.
We're going to have break dances for Jesus. Ooh. We have Big Daddy Kane singing for Jesus. We're going to have Big Rock singing for him. So pop, pop, I walked down the street. I saw my Jesus. He was walking and talking and they all, yep, yep, yep. You're filthy, any of you all. And it's attracted to that trash. You're filthy. You better get your hearts right. You may deceive some of the folks, but you don't deceive me, all right. I've always said parents are the most gullible people there is. Period. Say what you want to. They're gullible. They're gullible. You're gullible about yours. But you're not gullible about someone else's. Oh, I believe he did that. He's capable. Isn't that something that we talk about we love everyone, and yet we're so concerned about my son or my daughter being right. You're a flat out liar. You don't even love them. Because if you did, you'd tell the truth. And parents are very gullible. And that's just the truth. The children know what they get by with. Can I ask you a question? You were a child one time, weren't you?
Amen.
Did you lie to your mom or your daddy?
Amen.
All right, thank you.
Amen.
Did they believe you even in your lies?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
All right then. Thank you.
Amen.
You don't have to say that, but I know you did.
Amen.
We all have gone through the same path of growing up.
Amen.
We lied to mama, we lied to daddy. Mama, I didn't do that. That was Billy. He just said, I knew that old boy. He just bad. You stay away from him, honey. And you were the culprit.
Amen.
You were the catalyst.
Amen.
You led old Billy.
Amen.
Honey, I told you that little girl is fast. Because she just stay away from a baby. You better than her anyway. That's how parents talk. They're fools.
Amen.
Wicked.
Amen.
Stupid.
Amen.
Get mad at me.
Amen.
You only get mad at him.
Lord.
They shed innocent blood. Now that's what folks are doing today. They're shedding innocent blood. They're killing. They don't care who they kill. They don't care if they destroy your sons, your daughters. They don't care.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, you don't care. I care enough to show them the truth.
Amen.
Look what they do. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous. I condemn the innocent blood. I don't want to do that. I don't want to touch things that if I don't know anything, I don't want to touch it. I'm going to leave it alone. And say, help me, Father. Help me. I don't want to speak even against things that I don't know. If these are the dignities of Yahweh, just help me, Yahweh. Give me strength and understanding. Help me, Father. I sure don't want to do that. And he goes on to say, he said, they gather themselves against the souls of the righteous and they condemn innocent blood. They will shed innocent blood. They will condemn the righteous. That's what they do. They will shed. So they gathered themselves together. I watched that here. These perverts. Hypocrites. Get mad at any of you. But perverts and hypocrites. They got together. So they can shed innocent blood. Tell me what I had done to any of them. Told them their sins. They're wicked. Full of corruption. Brought judgment. That's it. And Solomon says in Proverbs 1 and 10. At 11. Proverbs 1 and 10. It tells you this, young ones, you elderly ones. He speaks to the house. My son, what a profound statement. If sinners entice thee, consent not thou with them. Don't consent with them.
Amen.
If they entice you, don't do what they do.
Amen.
If they say, come, let us lay in wait for blood to sin.
Amen.
Let us work privily. For the innocent without cause. Let us get him. Let us destroy. Let us destroy Yahweh's truth. Let us destroy that innocent blood of Messiah. And that's what this world is doing today. They're lying privily. They're privily. They only speak to one another who they privily to speak to. Because they know that they will flatter one another with, because they both seek death. They don't even know. Isn't that something? Now, I'm not seeking death. I'm seeking death in my flesh, that it will have no power to rise up against the spiritual laws of Yahweh. But when a man seeks death and he doesn't even know he's seeking death, he's actually drinking cyanide. She doesn't even know she's drinking it. This either got to be the truth or it's not the truth. Well, that's not what it means. I know you get some charlatan line Jezebel to fix up everything for you any way you want it. They're so adept to send something in. They sense the vibes of the people. They will change things quickly. But I'm not changing anything. For His word is truth. Every word of Yahweh is pure. And if you're a servant of Yahweh, you will love it. Well, it's not a text. Then tell me the text of it then. Tell me. When I read scriptures, I go before and after. I know what it says. I know what it says before and after. And all scripture, scripture. There's no necessary need for a sequential order. It's just a commandment of Yahweh. He said it. Well, it's not from there. It's from there. It makes no difference. It's still scripture. When he said all scripture is here about the inspiration of Yahweh, was that just New Testament? You sure it wasn't all? It's both. And all scripture is given by His inspiration. And it is profitable for doctrine, for correction in righteousness, for instruction. So He's going to correct you. He's going to instruct you. You want a whole house that don't instruct you. That's what you want. I was reading that little place down there. Not a little place. It's a tabernacle. It's a whole house. I call it that. In Rock Hill, South Carolina, they started a little something in 1998. And they got 2,000, what they call 2,000 members already. It burned down of a day. 2,000. What in the world is that man preaching? Tell me. When Messiah fed, healed, cleansed, and He said, I got one little ultimatum for you. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, that's a hard thing. Ain't not going to do that. And they all turned and walked away from Him. And as He walked a little bit, He said, man, there were 5,000 plus. He said, where in the world? So He said to those disciples, will ye go also? And old Peter had enough sense to say, but tell me, where are we going to find the bread? Amen. He was the bread of life. And if He was the bread of life, as the children of Israel ate manna, and they all died, He gives us the bread of the life of that truth, that we may live. So I want to eat Him. And He spoke the will of Yahweh. He did not speak things that He did not know. Everything He spoke, He had heard. He didn't come with something new because He said, Isaiah spoke it. Malachiah. So I'm just going to show you the strength of what they're saying. That's the truth, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. He said those in Proverbs, just listen, 6 and 18, and the heart that deviseth the wicked imagination. Is that the mind wicked today with imaginations? It's been railroad with imaginations. How wickedly you devise and imagine things that are so wicked. You take no thought of what you're thinking. Let's see what scripture says about that. Now, they're vile spirits. Whether you want to buy it or not. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah 3 verse 15 through 17. You see what scripture says. Jeremiah 3:15. Yahweh says, and I will give you leaders according to whose heart? To whose heart? Yahweh's heart. Now that is Yahweh speaking, isn't it? That is not Jeremiah speaking of his own. He said, I will give you pastures after mine heart, which shall feed you with what? Knowledge and understanding. And understanding is a wellspring of life, saints. That's what it is. We've been a people that have not understood. You haven't even understood your sins and your corruption. And now it's time to understand. Understand what is the will of Yahweh? Amen. He said, and it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith Yahweh, they shall say no more, The ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind. You won't even think about him. Tell me, saints, to stop for a moment. You have received increase in your ability to think, to do things. Sure you have. To resist, to fight. And tell me, how often or how much of your thought process he consumed during the day? How much does his covenant, his law, his righteousness fill your heart? You can sit here like a hypocrite and say, well, I'm in a different plane. I see what plane you're in. So you're not tricking me. Now, you may get some lying charlatan lay hands on you and say, well, sister, you got a great anointing on you. They used to do that to everyone. I used to watch them do it all the time. I said, man, you got a great anointing? Yeah? Have a mighty power. I will never let them pray for me. And that's the truth. I didn't let all these men lay hands on me. I used to go see a lot of preachers, but they wouldn't lay hands on me. Well, all they will acknowledge that young man, he's got something. I remember the one, even old Brother Sherwood. That was old black brother's name was Brother Bell. He was a powerful preacher too. He would always tell me, Brother Roberts, don't be like them. When he would come, there were hundreds of people. They all wanted to talk to him. He would always take a little time for me. He's dead now. Poor Brother Bell. His wife. She never wore a sleeve. All her sleeves came there. And every dress came down to there. Sister Bell. But old Brother Bell will always take a little time. Take a time with a Brother Roberts. I'm going to call me Brother Roberts. You go on now. Don't be like that Jezebel Tammy Faye Baker. That's what he would call her. That harlot. That's what he would say. That harlot Tammy Faye Baker. Jim Baker. The harlot. He would always. But I wouldn't let these men lay hands on me. Sister, I see great things for you. I see God. Jesus is going to give you a greater anointing. Yeah, your anointing, honey, is to learn how to take care of your house. Amen. He's already written the words to show you your anointing. Amen. And your blessing. Yes. To submit to your husband. Amen. Not trying to run some other man's, some other wise husband. Amen. He said, that's what I'm going to do. He said, when you began to increase, he said, all of the covenant of Yahweh, it won't even come to your mind. Shall it not even come to mind? Neither shall they remember it. Neither shall they visit it. And neither shall that be done anymore. He said they won't even consider it. They won't even think about it. And this is generation don't even think. That's why it's more wicked than that. There's seven vile things. And they say, well, that was for the Jews. Isn't that somehow these corrupt preachers? Tell me how they answer that. Well, the commandments were for the Jews. You're a liar. So was it for the Jews. For the house of Yahweh. For his world to be governed by. He never allowed, he never intended to be governed by Allah. Confucius. He wrote down a parameter whereby we walk in that parameter. Yeah. His house called the house of prayer. This is Yahweh's house. They put every kind of whore name on there. It is the David Roberts Tabernacle. Name him after men and everything, but not after Yahweh. It's not the church of God. His house is the Yahweh's congregation. This is assembly. Yahweh's tabernacle. April 1. This is Yahweh's tabernacle. Amen. And they all should be named that. Yahweh's congregation. What that word congregation is just an assembly of elect, call out holy people. Amen. Just his name, Yahweh. We're just congregating today. That's all. Amen. That's it. Look what it says in verse 17. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh. And all nations shall be gathered unto it. To the name of Yahweh, to Jerusalem, neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil hearts. They shall not walk after that. Why? When they gather to this righteous name, he said, and they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh. Amen. They don't call it that today. No. Every kind of pagan whorehouse it is there. Amen. Not the Muslims. You got the cryptics, you got the Christians, you got every kind of twist and turn of paganism there is. The name of Yahweh is not mentioned. And those that call themselves Jews are the synagogue of Satan. That's what they are. They don't mention his name. They don't call his name. They're liars and they're perverts. That's not anti-Semitism. The men that are walking in their religious covenant. They have no love for the true law of Yahweh. And he said, only then shall men not walk after their imagination. Why? Because he says in the same book, the seventh chapter, Verse 24. Seventh chapter of Jeremiah, verse 24. He says, this is the way we are. Jeremiah 7:24. He said, but they hearken unto me. They what? They what? He said, they hearken not unto me. Nor incline what? Their ears. But walk in the counsel and the what? Of whose heart? Their evil heart. So you want to think that someone else is evil against you. It's your own evil, wicked heart. Sister did me wrong. No, it's you doing your way wrong. Sister treat me wrong. Brother didn't do me right. No, it's you doing them wrong. You're supposed to do good unto every man, regardless. So you walk in your imagination, your own wicked, evil heart. Why? Because you won't hear. You won't receive what he says. You will not acknowledge his truth. You will not give your ear to his truth. And they went what? Forward? No, they're going backwards and not forward. This generation is going backwards. You say what you want to. These religious whorehouses, there was a time even old churches like the Church of God in Christ, the Church of God, they had to dress right and righteously. And now they come like whores, like homosexuals, the faggots. Have the preacher get up there with a nice little sermonette and something nice to tell them you're blessed. And God wants you to have that. They're praying to the God of their fortune. They want things to satisfy their flesh. That I will do. Thank you. They don't want your way. Because first thing Messiah said to the rich young ruler, go sell that you got and give to the poor. And then you pick up your cross and come follow me. Said he went away happy, didn't he? Sorrowful. Why? 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 Because he had much. Much. And that's why you go away sorrowful, because you got much. You got daddy. You got wicked mama. You got wicked sons and daughters. You got wicked crack youngins. You got much today. You got much. Who wanted them to get stuck? You got much today. You got much. He said, they're not going to hear me. They imagine wicked, evil things. And this is a generation that's filled with evil imagination. Glory. I sense a refreshing. I'm all right. I'm all right. I am. Look at the ninth chapter, verse 14. Glory to Yahweh. This is a generation, as Yahweh says, Jeremiah 9:14, but have walked after the imagination of what? And after what? And with their, at which their fathers what? That's what our fathers have taught us. Balaam. Baal. Sure has. It's like the scripture is not. That's what they've gone, walked out their own imagination. Everyone have their imagination of whom this God is. Yahweh is our Father. And he wants to be known as our Father. That's a sad shame. We have a daddy, we don't know his name. Huh? We call our great king just God, and he has no name. What is his name? Tell me, Mother Miller, he has a name. And when you find his name, you cannot but find the Son's name. Because he did not come in the name of Jesus. See, our fathers have taught us that. Because they were brought on the spirit of Balaam. Sure. That's just the truth. And so make us imagine all kinds of things. Well, I don't think that is right, brother. So they got their splits. They saw what started doctrine, the Church of God prophecy, the Church of God in Christ prophecy, the Church of Jesus Christ prophecy, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ prophecy. Just... I looked in the telephone directory here just this morning, and I couldn't believe just in this little small area, little towns, how many whorehouses they got. The First Baptist, Southern Baptist, the Northern Front, they got, it's sad. And they all say they got the Holy Spirit. They got their spirit, all right, but they don't know your way. And that's the truth. They walk after the imagination of their own hearts, of their own heart. That's what you walk out of the imagination of your own heart. You're just like Israel. It's not someone else's heart that's controlling you. Believe me, it's not my heart controlling you. It's your own wicked heart of Balaam. That's why. That's why there's not much fruit. Why? Because the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, and other lusts entered in, it chokes out the word. And they become unfruitful. And so that's why you don't have fruit. I'm just speaking to you. You that Yahweh should have ear to hear. This is the first commandment. Hear, Israel, what Yahweh your father saith. That's what scripture says. This is the first commandment. Hear. First one. Hear what Yahweh your father saith. That's first. And then you love him. Truth. Is that that thing you think you got a good understanding of? Glory. Glory to Yahweh. He says, wicked imagination, feet that are swift to run to mischief. There are many of those that got that, have those kind of feet, don't they? Swift to sin, to damage, to do damaging sin, the sinful people, wicked in their ways. Their feet are swift to run to mischief. They find something, they're swift to run, grab hold to it. To a wise man, he will, first of all, he will hear. He will ponder the thing. There are not many wise men. Not many. See, when a wise man, he would say, let me see what you're saying. Let me weigh this thing against his word. Now let's listen to what the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 14. Now show you why folks run to mischief. While they're swift now. Proverbs 6, verse 14. You understand what a frowardness is, a froward mouth? The people that even Yahweh can't control them. You're not, believe me, when you find a froward person, no one can tell them anything. And that's the truth. They can go to any whole house, they just go there and sit for religious comfort. But the scripture says, frowardness is in the heart, in his heart. He deviseth mischief continuously, a wicked man. He soweth discord. That's what he does. Therefore shall, look now, his calamity come upon him suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Is that not what scripture says? Let me turn in that text you think you know then. I'll read it just like it says out of there. Same way it reads there. I know what it says. The scripture is always true. The scripture is. All scriptures give him out the inspiration. All scripture now. No, all scripture. You hear me? All scripture. Scripture. Give him out the inspiration. And if man would have done what Yahweh said, he would have no need of any private interpretation. That's why Messiah said, I give you the cover. You won't even have any need of any private interpretation of the truth. That's why when Yohanan wrote to Gaishia and the saints, he said, you have no need of any man to teach you. You know what the law says. You understand it. You have the Spirit. Reveals what the Father says. That's the truth. It says, it talks about the in Proverbs 6, it says right here in verse 12. I want to read that. That's why I want to read that first. He said, a naughty person, a wicked man walking with a froward mouth. See, now that's who has a froward mouth. A naughty and a wicked one. They're very noisy. They're naughty. No one tells them. You want a naughty person? You can't tell them nothing. A naughty and a wicked person walk with a froward mouth. He wink his eye, make you think, oh, I love you, sister, brother. I love you. He winks his eye. He's speaking with his feet. That's how they speak. They're going to get away from you. They run. Is that what scripture says? They speak with what? Their feet. And they teach with their fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continuously. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come upon him suddenly. Suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. These are the 16 you always say, I hate them. You're going to be broken. You're not going to continue to deny Yahweh. Any of us, any of you in here. That's the truth. It seems to be like a sweet savor and taste in our mouths. Amen. Glory to Yahweh. We've cussed, we've said everything in our mouths, and yet that name we can't say. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a sister Dot. I love her enough to tell her that. His name is Yahweh. Is that Jesus? It's Yahweh. That is his name. And I'm not going to be ashamed to say that around her, you or anyone else. I will say, you're why. You trying to break her? No. You're always the one that breaks. If he doesn't break, I love enough to tell her the truth. That's why the scriptures say, know them that labor amongst you. All you folks should know me. Even the ones that love should know me. They should have known me. They know my works, my labor, my heart. They did. They've never known me. That's like Messiah. They've never known him. They've never known him. He put a natural man before us so we can watch and see and we can learn him. How is it that you got children, you know them. If someone lies on them, you will know whether they're telling a lie. Well, my son ain't that way. My daughter will never do that. And yet someone can lie against a man of Yahweh and they say, well, he did that. And they say, well, I can kind of believe he's doing that. You ought to be able to know. The scripture tells you ought to be able to know a man of Yahweh. By his fruit. From a fruit. From that. You know whether I'm sincere, genuine. If I wasn't genuine, I would build my own little kingdom. I'd build my own little world. Don't tell me I'm a Lord. You do more lording than anyone. You're rebellious, you're hard-headed, you're sin, you're rebellious against truth. That's the Lord's Spirit. You're your own ruler. Yahweh has laws that he rules us by. The commandments. He is. He's your eye. I'm your father. I'm your daddy. And there's an Elohim. I'm him. There ain't no other one. I'm the only one. That's the truth. He's not going to compare himself with the devil. He don't have the same title as the devil. The God of this world. I love the God of this world. Well, which one? The scripture talks about Satan, the God of this world. Are they both gods of the same equal power? No. No, he's not equal with them. No, sir. No, sir. We're going to be like Messiah when we see him. We're going to be just like him because he's going to be the glory of the Father. That's what he is. And we're going to be his glory. He's going to say it's finished. It's all finished. I know it doesn't seem like that, sister, but it is. That's the truth. Yahweh, if he doesn't send men of any reputation and honesty, he is a liar. And I don't believe he is. By his immutability, he cannot lie. There has to be. There must be. Send him, Father. I want the anointed man to come here in this house. I will step out of the pulpit and listen to the anointed man of Yahweh. To who he is. That's the truth. That's the truth. Which Yahweh gives a brother some voice in this nation to just speak with such profound clarity. Not a whoremonger. Not a pervert. Not a rapist.
Amen.
Be not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. Something wrong with you to desire to be with evil men. You love their fellowship and their company. And that's what scripture says. It says, for their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talketh of what?
Mischief.
That's what their heart studieth destruction. And their lips talks of mischief. Just sin, corruption, empty things. That's the truth. And these are the spirits that they sing. It's not as much as about adultery and all of that. These are more subtle than that.
Amen.
And men not aware of them. Why? Because the preachers don't tell them that.
Amen.
These preachers are preaching to a flesh congregation.
Amen.
They don't try to kill that flesh.
No.
The folks will not deny themselves.
No.
These whole houses, they went out here for Christmas and they went in dead.
Amen.
All of them.
Amen.
There's no way that I will, if I left this place, you all believe me, Sister Robinson, I will go to some wood somewhere. I'll find me a shack. I got enough skills to do enough things that I can make it. Now, I'm not going to separate myself from the saints. I'm not going to do anything that the brothers will want me to leave either. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But I sure will not go in these whorehouses. What about these preachers? Some of them love Yahweh and they love their God. Which God do they love?
Amen.
Do the research on Christmas. Now, how can you tell me? How can you say you love him and you're saved and you're participating in things that are totally pagan?
Amen.
Tell me. It cannot be. You don't know him. And go to Easter and all that trash. How can these places say they love him? And every last one will have their little Christmas cathartis. They will say that Messiah died to, this day and resurrected on this day. And they have their Good Friday. That's lies. And they will deny that. Passover. They're full of corruption. Can't be. They're going to hell. I know we don't want to think that way, but they are. I don't believe that. Well, what happened to the first world? Did they all go to hell? What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? Our ways are not his ways.
No.
You better remember that.
Amen.
Our thoughts are not his thoughts.
No.
As high as the heaven is from the earth, so is his ways different from ours, and his thoughts from ours. So he don't think like your corrupt thinking thinks.
Amen.
That's why we need him in us.
Amen.
Because the thoughts of a righteous man, they're right.
Amen.
right. I want to finish this up. We've got a few more scriptures here. Glory. He says, a false witness that speaketh lies. Do you understand what that is, a false witness? You pretend you witness something and yet you speaketh lies. You see, someone say, I love you, and yet they speak in lies. Their witness don't convey that. These are abominable things. It is one thing I say all the time. You with the brothers, I tell them, it's one thing they love, and it's just truth. It's honesty and integrity.
Amen.
That's what it is. For Yahweh so loved the world. And he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
Amen. We got to know which one, if he is, quote, a God, unquote, which God?
Amen.
Zeus has many sons.
Amen.
Do a little study.
Amen.
He got a bunch of sons.
Amen.
I'm telling you, Zeus, he got some sons. And they're all in the hierarchy of power, too. Those are the ones they call the Olympian gods.
Amen.
The Titan gods to the fighters and warriors.
Amen.
I'm going to, one night, you always will, I'm going to show you these gods, all right? I got it over there.
Amen.
Show you their ability. Show you even the medical staff, that even the God that it comes from, too. Everything is right there, saints. That's it. I know what I'm saying. And we're so ignorant, we will not open our eyes. You are saying, Sister Dice, you can go to any library and search the internet. She has internet, maybe at home. Search and see what I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
The scripture says, prove all things.
Amen.
And hold fast to that which is good. Prove me wrong.
Amen.
I sit down with any day, any of y'all. Prove me wrong. Prove me from this book. I know it better than you know it.
Amen.
Just prove me wrong.
Amen.
Prove me wrong. Prove me. Prove me. Because I don't want to be wrong with that.
Amen.
I don't want to take his name. I want to make sure that I strive to his name, greatness and power.
Amen.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I have no remorse about not the name of Jesus and not using that.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I hate that word, Lord and God. I really,
amen,
I don't even like it.
Amen.
Come and distract it to me. I don't even like it.
Amen.
Because it takes away from him, because I do too much research to find that there are too many lords. And there's so many gods. And the word God means God. I don't care how you look it up. I've looked it up in multiple dictionaries. It means, it still means God, Goddess. It's all the same. The supreme power, the infinite mind. It's God.
Amen.
And he's not any of that.
Amen.
He's not any of that. So it can't be him.
Amen.
He's not Gad. He's not God. He wasn't created by some image of man. He was from the beginning. He created all things. And he made the gods.
Yeah.
So he's not. Satan is a God. Doesn't the scripture call him that? Paul said that on Mars Hill, they were praying too. They had the scriptures of the unknown God.
Amen.
Who is that one?
Yeah,
by that unknown? I want to know the one that's known.
Amen.
As old folks, I feel him in my soul.
Amen.
Why? Because when I speak his name, he comes alive.
Amen.
I like that name. Yahweh. I like to say it like that too. Yahweh. Yahshua. I emphasize it. Yahweh. I like saying it like that. I practice that all the time. Yahshua. That is his name.
Amen.
What man doesn't like for his wife to call his name?
Amen.
Even when he's angry, she says it right to the cutting. David. David. Glory. I told Sister Rollins I wasn't messing with her. She left out on Friday, her and Hannah, without me with prayer. I said, get away from me. You hypocrites, sit here.
Amen.
Look at you. False.
Amen.
It's integrity.
Amen.
Even Ostair knew that.
Amen.
You pretender. I just tell you the truth.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
I ain't got nothing to hide. Ain't nothing I got to hide. Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. Nothing that I live was in my house, and brothers in there all the time, they see what I got. Nothing. Let me close out. The scripture says, false witnesses that speak lies. Now let's see what scripture says about that. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17. I want to move quickly. Proverbs 12, 17. The scripture says, he that showeth, speaketh truth, showeth forth righteousness. Now if I'm speaking truth, I'm showing forth righteousness.
Amen.
If I'm not speaking truth, then I'm an unrighteous man. Flee. But a false witness, what? Deceit. A false witness. To tell you one thing, and then I go live a different way, or to pretend it's something else, then I'm full of deceit. I'm full of lies. Now, I'm not full of lies, saints, because he dwells in me. But a false witness is full of deceit. And that's what spirit is working today. That's deceit. What? Come on. You deceive one another. Children deceive mamas and daddies. The witness is false. It's full of lies. And that's what scripture says. He says in the 13th chapter, verse 17. Wow. Of the same book, Proverbs 13:17. And this who falls into mischief. Just wicked, damaging, sinful sin. That's what mischief is. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief. But a faithful ambassador is health. He brings health to your soul. And those that have ear to hear, they will say, boy, that was all right for my soul. That was the real soul food. I needed that preacher. That's what a good ambassador does. He brings health to one's soul. But not a wicked messenger. Causes you to fall into more mischief. Well, I don't see why. It just ain't that way. I ain't going to buy it. I'm going to buy the truth and sell it not. That's what I'm going to buy. You're selling us a false bill, then you're a fool to sit here. No, I'm selling you a false bill. I'm telling you the truth. And the only one thing you got to pay for with is a love for him. That's all you got. You got to love him with everything. That's the truth. He says in Proverbs 14, verse 5, a faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies, deceit. When one is faithful, they're a faithful witness. Men that pretend they're with you, men that pretend they love you, sisters pretend they love you, pretend that they're blessed, pretend you're blessing them, and then they're false witnesses. They have a false witness. Or they say, oh, I love you, preacher, and they're liars. They're liars. They're false witnesses. And they're full of lies. That's why Yahweh hated it. He said, that's the spirit. Those seven spirits are going to overtake them. And they're real. Amen. I've seen that lately. Amen. I have. Proverbs 17, verse 20. He that have a froward heart findeth no good. What a statement. Amen. A wicked, evil heart cannot be controlled by the law of Yahweh. He findeth no good. And he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Now that's why men fall into mischief. Sinful ways. Because their tongues are so perverse. They say things they don't even know what they're saying. His name is a precious name. It's not a curse name. It's not a damn name. It's a wonderful name. The name of Yahweh. And I won't bite my tongue for Belfort, his wife, the daughter of any of them. You know, I say, and I think about that many times, how can her sister say to them or talk to them and say they love them, and she can't even acknowledge her? She's not even a real person. She's a hypocrite. I wouldn't trust her no form here that I can see. I'm telling you the truth. That's the truth. And get mad at me. How can that be? Can't even send her a card and she'll bring trash here for them? Sure she will. She did it last time. False liar. That's all why he's gone to hell. The witness is false. Proverbs 19. Two verses there. Proverbs 19, verse 5 and verse 9. A false witness shall not be unpunished. The false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall not escape. That's what it says. Proverbs 19:5. A false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall not escape. That's all right. He's going to perish. He sure is going to perish. He says in the 9th verse. That's where you read the 9th verse there. A false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall perish. They perish. They perish. They pine away. Pine away. The man speak lies, they pine away. That's the truth. Your witness is going to pine away. It's not going to be real. He has a glorious name. Yahweh. He's not going to share his glory with anyone. No one. No, he don't share that with no one. He doesn't share that with another God. You call him God. Which God? How you speaking that in capital letters? Well, his name is God. Tell me, what God is he? His name is Yahweh. That is his name. And I will bless it as long as I have breath in my body to bless that precious name. I want to close with the last part of this text where Proverbs 6:19 says, "And he that soweth discord amongst brothers, he that brings strife amongst brothers." That's what discord is, fighting and strife. Look at what Scripture says in Proverbs 16. Now, a few Scriptures here I want to read. "It deals with a lot with a froward man. A wicked, you can't tell them nothing. Their mouths can't be controlled." That's what a froward is. When a froward mouth, they speak what's on their minds. Proverbs 16:28. It says, "A froward man sowed strife or discord, and a whisper separate chief friends." That's why you got these folks whispering today in strife, fighting. The Solomon goes on to say in Proverbs 17:19. That's why these folks love discord. "He that loveth transgression, he loveth transgression that loveth what? He loveth sin." That's why they lack strife. "And he that exalted his gate seeketh what? See, he exalted his own mouth and his own power. So he seeketh destruction." And that's what the generation is doing. Say what you will. Make sure different what you say. It's the truth. Man exalts his own gate. He seeketh now. Look what terminology they use. He seeketh destruction. And then he says in the 22nd chapter, in the 10th verse, he said, "Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease." You cast out the fool. You cast him out. We haven't done that. "And yet discord shall cease," he says. 26:17 Proverbs. "He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belongeth not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ear." You get into these contentious strifes and discord of others, it's just like taking Dusty by the ear. When he doesn't want you to do that, you're going to be in trouble. Because you take him by the ear, he's going to take some from you. He has 900 pounds of pressure in those jaws. So you grab him by the ear when he's kind of moody like you. Someone grabs you by the ear, what do you do when you're moody? You lash out. Well, go over there and grab old Dusty Shocker by the ear one day. And you will find out what strife is all about. 28 chapter 25. Proverbs 20:25. These are the people that stir up strife. Proverbs 20:25. Yahweh hates it and he hates them. He that is of a proud heart. Proverbs 20:25. He that's full of pride now is stirred up discord. I watch those hypocrites here, they gather in their little groups. They stirred up discord. But he that puts his trust in Yahweh shall be made what? I'm fat too. I'm fat with his riches, his knowledge. Oh yeah, I am. I'm fat. Very fat. He that puts his trust in Yahweh shall be made fat. I close with this last verse, Proverbs 29:22. "An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in sin." An angry man soweth up discord. Brothers and sisters, anytime y'all get angry at any little thing, you began to sow discord. You began to talk to others and say things which you ought not to say. You began to sow discord. Anytime you do that, that's what you're doing. Anytime. You get angry. That is not Yahweh's way. I'm telling you all that. Amen. "Therefore shall calamity come suddenly, and suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth Yahweh hate, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hand that love to sin shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord amongst who? Brethren." Messiah said, when the unclean spirit is gone off a man, he walketh through a dry place, seeking rest and findeth none. Then he said, "I will return into my house from whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, taking with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter that dwelling there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so," you will know now, So it shall be unto this wicked generation. You will know that you're in this wicked generation when you begin to see the proliferation of that in the hearts of man, and you can see it. He was not talking to the house of the wicked. He was talking to his house. When you begin to see that proliferation, you know that you're in that time, and we're in that wicked generation because we're part of it, and we have our strength in the wickedness of that spirit of this generation. Yes, cast out the man, the anthemic man. That's what the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit.
Amen.
That's what he was.
Amen.
He was the second man.
Yes.
He was a man of Yahweh. Was Adam made by Yahweh?
Amen.
Sure he was.
Lord.
And so was the Word made flesh.
Amen.
Messiah was made too. He was a man.
Yes.
And he was made flesh. May Yahweh give you strength and peace and comfort of heart.
Lord.
May he cause your heart to delight in his truth.
Amen.
Nothing else Yahweh should the righteous man of Yahweh, that he may speak the truth unto us. One that is anointed with the fire down in his soul. Is not afraid of the people, but speak the truth. That we may walk in that anointing. For there is only one hope. And that is in truth. There's no other hope. The world sells you a false bill. That's all they do. Sells you a false bill of happiness and all that. And this world is an oppressed, demented, drugged out world. Everybody on drugs, demented, they're drugged out on television, video games, internet, they're drugged out. They don't have time for Yahweh. The children are steeped in that trash. Their minds are corrupt. That's love. It tells the truth. You don't love no one. You don't tell. I don't care who it is. Truth. That's what love is. It's truth. It's a truth detective. It speaks truth. It doesn't speak lies. You children don't even love your parents when you tell lies. You don't even love them. Tell the truth. But you just know the truth of the matter makes you free. You're not bound to do that again. You're free from doing that again. I'm free. I'm free from calling him Lord and God. I'm calling him your life. Messiah. Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed one of Yahweh, HaMashiach,
hallelujah,
Yeshua HaMashiach, that's all right by me. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength and peace, may give you hearts encouragement today, may cause you to delight in his truth, because I do. I want to do what's right, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I really do. I believe the stage in my life, you're always taking me down a crooked bend. I think he wants us to come before him and to know him. Religion has never taught us truth, because that's why we have such diversity of religion.
Amen.
Black religion.
Amen.
White religion.
Amen.
Pentecostal religion.
Amen.
Church of God religion.
Amen.
And they soothe their conscience by trying to intermingle with each other.
Amen.
False witnesses. They pretend.
Yes.
They pretend now.
Amen.
When Paul truly got converted, he spoke against all those things that weren't right.
Amen.
Make no difference. He was still old Peter face to face. Peter, you're a Jew. You trying to compel the Gentiles to do one thing? And then when you, even old Barnabas was taken by that, he kind of said, well, no, let me step back from this. Ain't gonna mess with that. So all said, I rebuked him. I withstood him, he said. Face to face. You have them Jews carried away with that, even the Gentiles. I'll tell you what, then, if you're gonna do that, don't compel the Gentiles to do it. You do that. Folly. Hmm? And so what they do, they kind of correct themselves to get a little fellowship. I won't do it. No, I'm gonna speak this truth. In his name.
Amen.
But no one wants to fellowship with him. Truly my fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
Amen.
His name is Yahweh. And his Son's name is Yahshua. He came in the Father's name. He came in no other name but the Father's name. Did he come in Jesus? His name is not an English name. It's Hebrew.
Glory.
And when he was down there, do I know he's speaking Hebrew? That's sure. The scripture said when he was on his way to Damascus, he spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue. Sure. Why dost thou persecute without me? And he says, yea, master, I know this ain't the one that I've been talking about. I know. That's what he said. He spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue.
Amen.
He spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue.
Amen.
He spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue.
Amen.
He spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue.
Amen.
He spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue.
Amen.
Look at that.
Amen.
Why? Because Shaul knew the Father's name was a Hebrew name to him.
Amen.
Hebrew people. He did not come to Hebrew people, give them an English name. He gave him his name. And it doesn't change because they were Hebrew people. The English folks want to know the name. He brought the English ones in. You still call him Yahweh. That's his name. Yahweh. Amen. That's the truth. Truth. Glory. May he bless you today. Give you strength. I bless you all, saints. Pray for me. I need that. I want to preach the true saints. Nothing else. I want to preach that. I'm not preaching. I don't want to preach what man preach.
Amen.
I want to preach what the Spirit say.
Amen.
That's what I want to preach.
Amen.
I don't want to preach nothing else. It's time for us to move on up.
Amen.
We've been here toying around.
Amen.
We ain't had nothing.
Amen.
Thank God that we need to get on up out of that so we can truly deny ourselves.
Amen.
You looked in the scriptures for the word curse. And another one you look at. Look in the New Testament and see how you're going to have everlasting life. Look at what he said. Now, their qualification for everlasting life is in the book. You just got to read it.
Amen.
You got to take some time for it. You see, if you meet those criteria, you got to meet every last one of them. And that's the truth. And we say, everyone that says unto me, Master, Master, they're not going into the kingdom. He's going to tell them to depart from me, ye workers. Now, what a profound saying, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you not.
Amen.
You're not going to end. Join it hand to hand with the pagans. And I'm not going to do it.
Amen.
Who it is? Come on, Brother Terry, been preaching this for 20 some years, and yet his heart was so overwhelmed on Wednesday night. Man. All those years, he said, I don't hear nobody else preaching it like you, Preacher Roberts. But that doesn't make me great. It just makes his name great. Because I use it probably more than the rest of them. Yahweh. Yah. Praise him by his name. I know what it says, but I like reading that every now and then. Either this is a lie, Psalms 23 is a lie too. Sing unto Yahweh. Sing praises to his name. I tell you what, I'll stop. Let me read the way it says here. Sing unto God. Okay? Sing praises to his name. All right now? That's what it says.
Amen.
Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Yah. And rejoice before him. That's what it says. Scripture.
Amen.
So he has a name.
Amen.
Because we know there's no J in the Hebrew. It's just, wow, Yah.
Amen.
I like that. Yah. Yahweh.
Amen.
Messiah.
Amen.
Yahshua.
Amen.
Yahshua.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
May he bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, makes us so fat. Glory. Father, in all things, bless your people. Give them great strength and encouragement. We ask it in Messiah's name. In the wonderful name of Yahshua, if those brothers are on the way, Father, give them safety, I pray. In Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you all.